I think it is ready in the sense that there is no riots or no instability from at least a physical standpoint, just people expressing themselves sometimes in a vigorous way, but nothing out of the ordinary. But in another end, I have to say the tension is there, is very strong, because it's a very historical election. This is the first time in Senegal that there is no incumbent in an election. So that's a very important one. And is also, obviously, there is problem with some of very important national political figure not being able to run because of some judicial decision. So obviously, that creates a political tension, a very tense atmosphere and climate in the country.
As you say, the fears of pre-election violence have not materialized apart from the process that eliminated from the race of prominent opposition figures like Ousmane Sonko and Karim Wade. How do you think that will impact the opposition in the country?
I think that in a way, the problem of Ousmane Sonko is kind of resolved in the sense that the number two of his organization, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, was actually in jail himself, is a candidate. So in a way, and Ousmane Sonko and everybody who follow politics in Senegal know that somewhere, Diomaye Faye is basically the clone of Ousmane Sonko. So I think that people are comfortable with that. The member of PASTEF, their political party, even if it's not legally anymore a party, are pretty comfortable with that. So that kind of alleviates the whole issue about Ousmane Sonko. As of Karim Wade, it's a different story. But I'm not sure about what the real grasp he has politically on the country anymore. I don't really know. I know that there is a region we're going to be a key in the election, we call the Bawol, around the religious Mourid community, where historically the PDS, which is the party of Karim Wade and created by his father, Abdoulaye Wade, is pretty strong. So we're going to see how, total standpoint, how that will impact the election. But I don't think it will go and create some trouble or anything like that. I don't believe that.
What's your assessment of the current field of candidates, which 20 candidates, including the current Prime Minister, Amadou Ba?
One of the very interesting situations in Senegal, interesting in a positive, but also in some way creating also a tension, is it's extremely difficult to make any prediction. It's very difficult to say what Amadou Ba represented today. It's even difficult to say what Macky Sall himself represents if he was even running for a third mandate. So now that is somebody from his party like Amadou Ba, and obviously, as you know, there is a lot of tension in that political alliance, including in the party of Amadou Ba and Macky Sall. That's why there is a lot of rumors about Macky not even being that thrilled about his own candidate. So it's very difficult to make any prediction.